After a 40-day sprint to the finish line, opponents to the state's recently passed tax law seem to have collected enough signatures to put a referendum to Utah voters in November. The law cuts the income tax rate and increases sales tax on food, gas, and places taxes on some services. As of Wednesday afternoon, internal data from the referendum group show volunteers gathered more than 170,000 signatures, well above the nearly 116,000 that's required. Referendum organizer Gina Cornea with Utahns Against Hunger says that surge in support from Utah voters is due to a recent show of solidarity by grocery chains Harmon's and Associated Food Stores.
Their presence in, you know, volunteers' presence in Harmon's stores and in other grocery stores, where the number of volunteers who staffed Harmon's locations and Associated Food Stores locations, they were just there and talking to people as they came in, and that just really changed everything.
Cornea, former Republican state legislator Fred Cox, and others launched the referendum shortly after the Utah legislature passed a new tax law during a December special session. Referendum supporters particularly oppose the increased sales tax on groceries and gas and say, though the legislature held numerous public meetings, the final bill doesn't reflect what the public wants. Cornea says the amount of support for the referendum sends a loud and clear message from Utahns to the legislature.
Whether or not this is good policy, people did not feel heard. And I think more than anything, they don't want their groceries taxed. They think that it is unfair, and they think that it will hurt the most vulnerable people in their community.
In Wasatch County, the clerk's office has received 26 packets of signatures to verify. Summit County Deputy Clerk Kelly Robinson says her office has 57 packets. Each packet has 49 lines for signatures, but Robinson says not all the packets are full. As of noon Wednesday, the state elections office reported the tax reform referendum has 66,717 verified signatures. County clerks have until February 4th to count and verify the signatures. If the referendum meets the requirements, implementation of the tax law will be halted until voters either approve or overturn the bill in November. Emily Means, KPCW News.